You're coring, Jess Niven coring, and Barbara Niven is here to talk about their Be the Change video campaign and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, you're Jess and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell us about the Be the Change campaign and video.
So it started kind of like everyone else in this country, or the majority of people in this country. We were pretty horrified by a lot of the things that came out in this past election cycle, and it kind of brought to light a lot of the things that we didn't really realize were still current. We thought some of these battles, we'd made so much progress. You know, we were on the right track. And then all of a sudden, we saw these things come to light that just really kind of rocked us to our core. And Jurg and I are parents. We have two young kids, and we were thinking, like, what kind of world are we leaving to our kids? And it's the time for people to really, you know, come together and raise our voices until our voices are loud enough that we can't be ignored, and we can really demand the kind of country and the inclusivity and just basic human and civil rights for everyone that we all deserve. And that's kind of where we started with this, and then it's just really kind of taken on a life of its own by the people that have become involved now.
If I can maybe add to that, I'm the guitar player also for an artist called Lena Katina. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. She's one of the two singers in the band Tattoo, and they have a huge LGBT following. And I heard them, you know, through Facebook, and because many of them are following now my band as well. And they were obviously shocked to the core by the election and what's going on there, as were we, like Jess just said. And so we were thinking, you know, what can we do as musicians to affect change, or to at least shine a light on this problem that's going on there? So I felt like an obligation as a musician to create something that, you know, addresses the issue. Since, you know, that's what I do. I write music, and then Jess is a lyricist, so we work together on that.
Barbara, do you want to add anything?
My grandchildren, their children, just be a voice for the people who are being marginalized. It's scary times we're living in right now. I have been a supporter of marriage equality for a long time. In fact, I worked with Nicole Kahn, one of the great lesbian film directors, on a project with also Sue Melke, who produced this with me, Be the Change, as a way to promote marriage equality. It was called She for Me, and it got just great play, and I hope that we helped a little bit get the awareness out. And watching all the progress that we've made this past year and recently, to watch what's happening now, to see that there's a very real fear that those rights that everybody worked so hard to get may be taken away now. And people are living in huge unknown territory. And that's why my daughter Ann Jorg created this beautiful music. And when Sue and I saw it, we said we have to be able to put the pictures to it too, so we can get it out to more of a mass audience. Because art is, I believe, the only way that really communicates across all cultures, across all languages. You see yourself in it, you feel it. And we hope that by releasing this on Martin Luther King Day to honor him and all the others before who have fought for human rights, we will be able to really make a difference and bring that home.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Really, the inspiration behind it was trying to figure out a way to raise our voices and kind of create an anthem for people. There have been so many stories shared in, you know, secret Facebook groups and places that people didn't feel comfortable sharing it in their own lives because they were, you know, it was out of fear of judgment or fear for their personal safety. And people have found such kind of hope and strength in the stories that everyone is sharing with one another. And so we felt like by creating a song, it would be another way for people to really raise their voices. And our hope is that it will encourage people to really stand up for one another and stand together to really create the kind of country that we want, and one that is for everyone and that has equal rights for everyone. And so that was kind of the point behind it. And, you know, like I said before, we have kids, and we want to teach our kids to really stand up for the things that they believe in. And sometimes you have to put your neck out there and make sure that you are standing up against the bullies, standing up for the people who are being targeted. And that's kind of what this song is about. It's really trying to be a call to action to everyone to stand up.
What would you like to accomplish with Be the Change?
I think right now it is mostly about reaching out to people that feel the same way that we do, that kind of feel they are a little bit left behind. And I was actually going to say that a little earlier too, when Jess was talking about the secret groups. In groups like Pantsuit Nation and the stories that are being shared, there's so many LGBT people that tell their stories there. Like, for example, over the holidays, how they were being ridiculed by their own family for having a different outlook on life. And we wanted to give them a sign that we are with them and that they're not alone, and, you know, that there's a whole community out there that stands together against this incoming administration of hate and fear.
It starts with each one of us in our own neighborhoods, in our own families, in our own world, to stand up for what we believe in. Bad things happen because good people are silent, and we didn't want to wonder what we're going to say to our kids later when they ask us how we helped. And York has a unique perspective because he is German. And York, will you tell that story?
Well, it's like you said it perfectly. We cannot stay silent. Silence is the biggest mistake that people can make. And obviously that's what happened in 1933 in Germany, when people saw things were going wrong, but they didn't believe that it really could get that wrong. And they just stayed silent until it was too late. Then there was a resistance building up, but it was basically the first mistake was to stay silent and to just watch it happening until it was too late to stop it.
We can never do that again. Now that we are awake, we have to each be the change every single day. We have to run for office. We have to be vigilant. We have to teach our children to be kind. We have to talk to our neighbors and listen more than we do speak, just so that we can get understanding. Because the xenophobia that's happening has been branded as something is different, it's scary. But in essence, what our country is made up of, immigrants and people of different color, people of different beliefs. LGBT, it's just crazy to us that this has been happening. And we want to be a safe place and just have people be awake, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, so that you can stand up and hold the administration accountable, so that it includes everybody and it stands up for everybody, no matter what race, religion, orientation you are, but that this is America. And we are not going to let all the progress that has happened up until now just fade away. We promise that we are with you, and there are millions of us that will share your voice and make it louder. I think part of the problem that we who are politically correct and who are peacemongers, we're normally silent. We do that in a quiet way. But hate and bigotry are very loud. And now with this song and this anthem, we hope that people will find a voice. We hope to inspire them to stand up and let respect and love and equality and kindness be louder than fear and hate. And we think we can do it. It's the first time, though, that there's been a call to action. And I think that the Democrats and that all the people across both parties feel there's so many good people, and now it's just a time that we need to come together. We hope this anthem will help them do that.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I did a movie that is one of the biggest selling lesbian movies of all time, called The Perfect Ending, directed by Nicole Kahn, just because I believe in standing up for the LGBT community. And then after that, I also worked with Nicole on a very important project called She for Me, which was sponsored by Marriage Equality USA. And it has over 1 million views on YouTube. And it just tells the story of what LGBT love and equality really stands for. I think people who don't know are fearful of it. But in essence, it's just about love. Love is love is love.
Jürgen, just, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's really shocking to me in this kind of day and age, I feel like our world has become more accepting overall. And then you get these little pockets of things that kind of go against that acceptance. And it is fear of the unknown. And I find that shocking. Like, growing up, everything was all about inclusion. And love is love. Like, people are people. And people are created how they are meant to be. They're beautiful. We have these glorious colors, and love comes in all different shapes and sizes and forms. And the more love we have, the more beautiful our society and our world is. When we lack that is when we have an issue, when we get into war and hurting people and all of that. And it's just shocking to me that we're still fighting these same battles for equal rights. We're not asking for preferential treatment. It's just asking for the same things as everyone else, and to be treated equally, and to have the same rights, and to be able to have your significant other be with you in the hospital and be able to make decisions. So it's really shocking to me that we're still fighting these battles, but I'm fully committed to fighting them until everyone has the same rights and the same joys that they can share in one another. Marriage is such an amazing experience to be able to share that with someone. I mean, why are some people allowed to have that experience and experience that joy, and some of the others are not? That's just not okay. So I think, you know, marriage equality is such a huge thing in my world and the people that I work with. My day job is I work in informal education, and I have these amazing people that I work with who go out and they shine their bright light into the world. And to realize that they're having to work so much harder every single day to let their light shine and fight against things that I don't even see, it hurts my heart. And so I'm committed to fighting for a world where equality reigns and everyone has the same rights.
I have become aware of the LGBT issues and problems only through my wife. And you know why? Because back in Germany, where I grew up, that whole LGBT thing was not an issue. It was just not an issue. We had my father, my mother, we had friends in the LGBT community. There were gays and lesbians, you know. There was no separation. You know, everybody lived their lives the way they wanted to, and it was totally not an issue. We didn't even think about it twice, whether or not somebody is gay or not, or lesbian or not, or what the difference is. And now that I have met many people through the Lena Katina following that are LGBT community, we're all just great friends. And now that I see what the issue is here in America, obviously I'm, you know, fully committed to help moving that whole development forward and making sure that it's not being stopped in its tracks as it looks right now. So once again, there's our song, Be the Change. Let's make sure that, you know, we don't go backwards in time, where things were not so bright.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
This is the thing that we've been talking about. Jörg and I were actually talking about this last night and trying to figure out, you know, what role we can play in trying to help move this forward. And I think that, you know, because there is so much fear, I think it's really going to be up to everyone coming together and the allies really speaking out and using the privilege that I didn't even realize that I had for so long, and using that to really make our voices heard and allow everyone else's voices to be heard too, and really standing up as a society. And it's not one community versus another. It's we are all part of the same community and the same beautiful cultures. And it's all of us moving forward together. So I think it's really going to be up to everyone to recognize the privilege that they have and really use it to give voices to those who may not have a voice under the incoming administration.
How can people get information about Be the Change?
So we have this social media campaign that is going. We're using hashtag Be the Change. People can find information there. They can also go to orbitmonkey.com. That's Jörg's band is Orbit Monkey, and they're the ones that recorded this song. And so there are multiple places to really find information, and if people want to get involved in helping to spread this video and the word, it will go live on the 16th, and then share it far and wide, like and comment and tweet, and really get it out so that it can be this beacon of hope.
What other projects are you working on?
We're doing a lot of stuff right now and working on some other songs just to kind of highlight some of the issues that are going on, not only in our country, but around the world. This Be the Change project has really kind of reawakened the activists in all of us and shown that there really is a need for music to be able to cross those barriers and bring people together to fight for the issues that need it. So we're working on the refugee crisis and LGBT issues specifically, and just a variety of things. So we'll see where that goes. And, you know, we found our voice, and we're definitely not going to be silent about it.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I think that the quote that I always live by and I try and teach my kids is "Be the change you wish to see in the world" by Gandhi. And I think that that is just really kind of central to what activism is all about. We need to really embody the change, and with your heart, you have to lead by your heart and your actions and really feel what you want to create and live every single day to be active in shaping and creating the kind of world that you want for you and for your neighbors and for your kids. And it's just, it's a good reminder for me to always, every single day, every action that I take, am I being the change that I want to see? Am I embodying the type of people that I want to be around and that are really going to make society the kind of world that I want it to be?